It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
I remember the first time that I was at a fashion week, and it was crazy because usually I work behind the scenes. So to be there, to see all the celebrities, the models, the stylists, just everything that goes on, it's just crazy. And then to see how it shapes our industry and brings new trends to us. So I'm excited because today we've got a guest that's an expert in this area, and her name is Nikia Spradley. And so I want to share with you because she's a beauty writer. She's a brand consultant. Her work has appeared digitally and in print for many of the publications you're going to be familiar with. Essence, W, Marie Claire, Pop Sugar, The Brooklyn. She's a native, a New York native, a self-proclaimed lipstick aficionado. And that's going to be cool to talk about because she even particularly specializes in liquid lipstick. So this is going to be fun to talk about. But she also has a secret addiction to hot sauce. And now I've got to start with that. So, Nikia, tell me, addiction to hot sauce?
Yes. I am admittedly in hot sauce addict. I put it on everything and I just, you know, I love
How
it.
Hot?
I take it enough.
How hot?
It's
How
a
hot?
Weird, a weird fun fact about me.
Okay. Do you really go to the super extreme hot?
I do. I found this place in New Orleans called the Pepper Palace, and they basically rate their hot sauces on a scale of 1 to 10. And I mean, I don't think I could actually go. I've tasted tens, and I can't do a 10, but I could do an 8 or 9 for sure.
Okay, I started a 1, and that's pushing it for me. But you know, I know some of the things like that can irritate the lips and help plump them. From a science side, we use different ingredients that will irritate lips, and that's truly the trick of how we plump them temporarily. Okay, so I didn't know, is that how the hot sauce thing started, or is it just it's
no,
a taste?
No, that's actually just like an added benefit of my hot sauce
mixing,
really.
Okay, so now that we found out the deep secrets, we're going to jump into it. Let's talk Fashion Week, because you know there's a lot of these trends that some people aren't even talking about, but you see all this on the front lines. I mean, share with us some of the trends that you see, some of the things happening, and some of your experience there.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that overall, like, the purpose and point of Fashion Week has completely evolved just as quickly, if not faster, than just the overall evolving media landscape. So, you know, we're not necessarily getting trends from the runways anymore. It's more, you know, influence is sort of reversed, whereas before it was all about, you know, interpreting the runway trends for real life. Now it's like real life interpreting what's happening on the runway. And the same goes for backstage beauty. Backstage used to be a place where, you know, editors would go. It was hard to get a spot backstage to find out, you know, what the trends are. And I think that now, like, the trends that I'm seeing that just don't seem to be going away, people are still very much into this mermaid makeup, unicorn makeup, and those are all things that didn't stem from the runway. These are things that we were seeing on social media, on Instagram, on YouTube, and so I think that's definitely the direction that we're going in, and that in particular, those two trends in particular, just don't seem to be fading. You know, it's like people are trying to figure out head-to-toe ways that they can do unicorn whatever, whether it's unicorn hair color, unicorn eyeshadow. Now it's like body glitter that'll get you that like mermaid-esque glow. So, you know, I think that it's fun. I don't know how long it's going to last, but, you know, we can have fun with it while people are still into it.
So you think it's the trend right now is more fun type makeup than just trying to highlight features and hide our imperfections?
Definitely a combination. I think that, you know, we're seeing this sort of democratization of the beauty industry. So it's kind of, it's no longer like one or two things necessarily. I think that people are still very interested in the trend of like just good skin and perfecting and contouring and just having like a good baseline, you know, finding the right foundation shade, highlighting your features and all of those things. But there's also just this fun aspect to it also that people are really into. So I don't think that,
Do you think that's more driven by, like, I'm going to say millennials and social media, because the millennials to me seem more confident and artistic and willing to go out there, where I'm going to say my generation, we're a little more conservative, and I applaud it. I'm not you know, judging it.
No,
I'm just
absolutely. Yeah, I think that people are just a lot more comfortable experimenting now and trying new things, because, you know, I think what social media has done is it allows things, things aren't permanent, even though they are. Like, I feel like once it's out there and on social, it's like kind of forever. But there's this idea, this feeling that, like, I can try something, and, you know, if I don't like it, I can try something else tomorrow. So I think that you know, people are driven by the millennial mindset of just experimenting and having fun and, you know, just doing these crazy things that sort of, you know, highlight your individuality, essentially, and not necessarily having, like, all one type of look.
I think you hit on something, the individuality side. That's something I see growing. So we get customized coffee, let's face it, and the trend in a lot of categories, and especially makeup. So I think you're spot on. I think it's brilliant. So let's talk Fashion Week for a minute. You have a list of some beauty do's and don'ts, or recommendations you'd make about Fashion Week, or that you've picked up there. Tell us about those.
Well, you know, I think that essentially one thing that's kind of been missed, but that we have been seeing more of over the past few Fashion Week seasons, is focusing on skin. So I think that, you know, in the past, people just go in and they're looking immediately at this, like, whatever dramatic makeup look you're going to see on the runway. Whereas, you know, now people are finally realizing that to get that, these models are going from, like, show to show to show, so many shows in a day, and their skin is really, like, affected by that. So we're seeing brands now that are partnering with these designers backstage to prep the skin before they put on whatever the makeup look is going to be. So I think that that's a huge do, is to remember that, you know, it starts with good skin. So whatever you're doing, especially if you're experimenting and going back to the point that we said before about, you know, just trying on these, all these fun looks, don't neglect your skin. So that's both a do and a don't. Do focus on your skin,
don't
neglect it. Just remember that that's, like, the starting point in the base, in the baseline. And, you know, I think another do is to just, again, have fun with your looks. Don't be afraid to, you know, try really outlandish, what may seem like an outlandish placement of, say, like, an eyeliner. Like, it's okay to go to do an eyeliner on the lid as opposed to just at the lash line. You know, just, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I think you're saying it is have fun and be comfortable. Let me ask you, if you said to our listeners there's one thing that they should have or something new they should try, what would be your number one recommendation? Is it a lipstick or liquid lipstick?
Yeah, I mean, that would absolutely be top of my list. I think that liquid lipsticks definitely have, you know, they're not going away. There are a ton of new options that have, like, just hit for fall. But also, I think that if I would say now, the one thing that I would say now, actually, whereas, like, a few months ago, or even, like, I would, liquid lipstick would definitely be my top, but also highlighter. I think highlighter is something that, you know, there are a ton of options and highlighters now. It's, like, just such a fun and also sort of subtle entry point into experimenting outside of getting out of your beauty comfort zone, I think, because it adds something, but not in a, it can either be as dramatic or as mild as you want it to be. So that's a fun thing that I think that, they're, you know, listeners can try if they haven't yet is highlighter.
Yeah. I think the takeaway for me is finding out, you know, it's okay to experiment and be individual, and you just got to have the confidence to get out there and try it. And if it's not right for you, you can change your look the next day. And
absolutely.
I apologize. We're running out of time here because I wanted to ask you more about the differences in lipstick, but I'm going to invite our listeners to check out your website because you've got a lot of great information on it, but could also find out more. Maybe one day you'll have a lipstick with a hot sauce, but I want to invite you to visit Nikia Spradley, NYKIASPRADLEY.com. I'm going to put the link up on our website. Thank you for joining us. I'm David Pollack. Nikia, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.